Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we want to meditate on a strange question of Jesus. The question Jesus asked to a man who was paralyzed. I'll read it from the Gospel of John chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?" A strange question to a person who had been ill for so long. The episode, the incident took place near the pool of Bethesda. The word itself is disputed. Two ways of spelling it. Some call it Bethesda or Bethsaida. Most of the ancient manuscripts have the expression Bethsaida, meaning house of olives. The Jewish historian Flavius Josephus tells us that there was an olive garden in that area, and because of that olive garden, the place was called Bethsaida. Another interpretation of the word is Bethesda. Bethesda comes from the two words Beth means house and Hesed means mercy. So it would be a mercy home, either house of olives or house of mercy. The second word somehow corresponds more to the character of the pool itself, whereas the first word points to the locality as such. What is important is the fact that this pool had the reputation of having healing power. It is believed that from time to time an angel would come into this pool and stir up the water, and the person who jumps first into the water after the waters have been stirred will be healed of whatever illness he had. So this was a tradition, this was a legend. People believed it. We do not know what was exactly happening. Some say with a scientific insight that there was a spring that somehow shoots up hot water and that bubbles up, and people believe that an angel had stirred up the water. Whatever be the origin of the stirring of the water or the healing power, what is important is there were hundreds of patients waiting for healing. And what is striking, Jesus is struck by one person. Here, this is something strange is happening. Usually, we see people coming to Jesus or people being brought to Jesus. Here, Jesus is alone. Nothing is said about the disciples. He comes to the pool and notices a person who had been there for a long time. And he asks this question, "Do you want to be made well?" What a strange question, you would think. If he was there, it would mean that he wanted to be made well. Or it's also possible that he has lost all the hope of getting well. Jesus asked, "Do you want to be made well? Are you aware? Do you really want to be healed?" The answer of the man is so revealing. "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." That is chapter 5, verse 7. So the man is concentrating on his helplessness. He doesn't say whether he wants to be healed or not. He is only aware of his helplessness. He is alone. The question of Jesus is more important for us also today. Do you want to be healed? Are you sure that you want to be healed? Or are you somehow happy with the present situation of your illness? The person who had been 38 years had been supported by somebody, and maybe he is used to this being ill. So the first thing, if you want to be healed, is you should become aware of your illness and you want to be healed. That is the first step. Jesus is asking you also, do you want to be healed? Your physical, your mental, your spiritual illness. If you want to be healed, tell him. He is asking you, do you want to be healed? Answer to him. Amen.